Welcome to the official podcast of A Conscious Partner. Our initiative is bringing affordable access to relevant information for anyone in search of impactful self-development. ACP specializes in hosting growth workshops, which bring awareness to the most important topics in life. It's a place for everyone and anyone to come together with the goal of gradually culminating our own security in a fun, safe environment. And now with our hosts, Bruce Doherty, Jaggy, and Dr. Giselle Tennant, let's get into today's discussion.
We're back!
1, 2, 3.
Welcome back, everyone. Hello.
Yes, welcome back. A new episode of A Conscious Partner.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Featuring.
Welcome back to A Conscious Partner. Featuring Caitlin Doherty.
Jaggy. Yep, or
Jaggy. Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Giselle Tennant.
We have nicknames. Bruce.
Or Dr. G.
Dr. G's good.
Just me. I'm just kind of a regular dude.
So that's your nickname?
Just call me Bruce.
Regular dude.
Regular dude.
Bruce D.
So we're going to get into talking about relationship advice columnists and advice they get. And we're going to see if we can add to the advice or give it a more conscious twist in some cases.
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, we did the episode on... we responded to questions that people were putting in, but today we're flipping that to really highlight the lack in advice sometimes.
Yeah.
Like what people aren't necessarily saying, which would be way more helpful.
It's tough to get advice when it's just from writing in a paragraph, right? You're not going to get the whole picture. So we'll see if we can add some stuff to it.
Yeah. And
we don't know what's coming.
Yeah, we have no idea. So for Bruce and I, we're blind to it. We don't know what Jaggy's going to come up with.
These are the 13 best relationship tips ever from Cosmopolitan.
Well, this is relationship tips. It's not advice column.
No, but relationship tips that are giving people advice about how to be in relationships to make it a good relationship, quote unquote.
Okay.
So, we're using Cosmopolitan because we feel like, I mean, it's a general media that a lot of people know of that may go seeking information from there. And it's like, okay, well, they might tell you some good things, but they also might tell you a lot of bad things. Or maybe not bad things, but things that aren't going to actually
work get you
there. Yeah, and it's one that most women go to.
Or they might refer to.
It's been shown.
Well, now you might go to the HuffPost or one of the dating sites. All have advice kind of little things.
Or a Facebook relationship group. Yeah. Like, can you get random people telling you how to live your life? Okay. So we're just ready. You want to get started?
Yeah.
Let's start.
Okay. So the first on the list, the title of it is Act Out of Character.
Act Out of Character. So they want you to act out of character.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to need some backup to this.
Okay. So couples develop a particular dynamic, the way they relate to each other that repeats itself over and over. If you break that pattern and act against type in a positive way, you inject new life into the relationship. For example, if you always get angry at your guy when he doesn't follow through on some chore, try addressing him in a nicer, more friendly tone, then thank him when he does a good job. It works every time.
If you could just automatically change who you are.
That's the thing, right?
But that's the thing. I thought, overall, the basic premise is kind of like what we were talking about, identifying patterns, act in a different way.
Exactly right.
But they miss so much here, though.
Because they don't say how.
They miss the mark.
Yeah, they just say act differently. Well, you can't just act differently.
out of character.
You have to understand what you're doing.
Yes.
And you have to maybe heal a wound or two.
Right.
Yeah,
because
what they're trying to say is just like, okay, surprise them, right? So they'll pay attention because you're doing something that's different. You're breaking the pattern, but they're not saying how you're going to do that. You know, what are the tools that you need to do that?
And I mean, we've talked to people before about the power of responding differently. Because like if we change our response, then that's going to change how
the person is going to respond to us.
We can't change our response if we don't understand why we're changing our response. Because we're going to think that we're just being wrong. We're being inauthentic to ourselves if we don't understand what response we need to change.
Or the response might be, what the hell got into you?
Well, I mean, I think their example is interesting. Like, if you always get angry at your guy when he doesn't follow through on some chore, which could be a common thing that we've talked about in a lot of different areas of A Conscious Partner. Try addressing him in a nicer, more friendly tone than thank him when he does a good job.
So it's like, okay, so
sounds
be
like
tactful.
Treating him like a puppy.
But
what a good boyfriend.
But I mean, you know, you could be tactful, your approach, yes. But how are you going to do that
and be authentic? Again, recognize the pattern deeper. Okay, so why isn't my partner Like, what is the difference that we're having here? Why do I feel like my partner's lacking? Why do I feel like why isn't there deeper
questions? Why is it making me angry that he's done this?
Right? Yeah, why am I irritated?
Give us an example of a chore. Let's get a little more specific.
Load the dishwasher or put your dishes into the dishwasher.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, that it's an important thing.
But this goes, and we talked about this, I believe, in a couple of different episodes now. That's not really the problem. The problem isn't loading the dishwasher. The problem is not the clothes on the floor. The problem is not the glass by the sink. The problem is not squeezing the toothpaste tube from the middle. It's not. The problem is you're feeling disrespected for some reason.
Right.
So understand why you feel disrespected and then talk about that. Don't just praise somebody out of character.
Right.
Understand what the heck's going on.
So again,
I mean, even if you praise their what they do, that's good. You're still not addressing the fact that some things that they do angers you. So you still have to know, why am I angry? You know,
so how would we, what would we title this piece of advice then? Like with the ACP, if we could rename this first stick of advice.
Well, I have a feeling every single one of these is going to come down to find the root cause. Find out what's going on.
Yeah.
And you're not going to find out what's going on if you just, once again, if you just cure a symptom. As in, I get grumpy, act happy.
Right.
Okay, well, the solution to not being grumpy is to act happy. Okay, well, that's a great advice.
But now you're acting happy. Yeah, you're not even authentically happy. You're just acting happy. They're promoting you to put a different face on for the sake of...
Well, you're being completely fake because you're not identifying your emotions.
Yeah, it's doing
you're
the five whys, right? Yeah. Like getting to what is the real issue here?
Why is it that this, what he's doing, why is that annoying me?
Yeah, take responsibility.
And... Maybe he's doing something that he's not realizing either. And so it has to go both ways. It'd be nice if you go to your partner and go, you know what? I don't know why, but this is annoying me or this is bothering me.
Right.
And can you help me understand why you do it? And then maybe once we understand that, then I can understand why it's bothering me. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, am I being disrespected? I don't know, but let's have a talk about it.
100%.
Okay. But just saying I'm going to change my behavior.
I'm going to act a different way.
And I know that in those columns, they don't have a lot of space, but still, it's...
But for that to be their example, that's really confusing. Tells people, okay, well, just fake it.
Be fake. Yeah.
Don't be happy. Fake. Don't be happy. Just fake it because that'll make things...
Pretend you're
happy. People-pleaser. Be a people-pleaser.
And then you're going to praise him for something that you're not really happy about.
Yeah. If they had worded in a different way, change your approach, figure out why it's bugging you, and then change your approach, that would be a little bit better.
A little different, but that's why we're doing this, because they're just, it can be flawed. So we got through the first one. Number two, get in touch a lot. Get in touch a lot. No doubt you hug and kiss each other hello and maybe snuggle a little after having sex, but simple acts like stroking his arm while you're watching TV, taking his hand when you're walking down the street, or fondling his thigh during dinner are always ways to bond. Touching your partner throughout the day triggers your feel-good hormones, which reinforces your affection and makes you feel closer on an instinctive level.
That's great, but what if the person doesn't like that? Like, what if they're not a touchy-feely person? Because what they're trying to say is stay connected.
Yes, that's what they're trying to say.
Like, to stay connected, to make sure that the connection is always there.
And we've had conversations about why men appreciate that physical touch in that manner. And so we know that that's important, but again...
But you can't force yourself to have chemistry.
No.
You can't force yourself to say, I want to touch this person.
Yes.
The bigger question is, why don't you want to touch this person?
Right.
Why do I not want to touch them? And it's probably because there's some emotional barrier up from something else, some resentment, some...
Or why don't they want me touching them?
Why won't they touch me?
Yeah.
I mean, it might just be their style, right? So I'm wondering with this advice, is it if things are not going well in the relationship or is it just to keep things going well? It's going well, but make sure you stay connected.
Right.
Right? So there's two ways to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it work either way? Like, I think this one is one that we agree with more so than...
Oh, no, it definitely is a sign of affection. We all need affection, companionship, emotional support. That touching is a very important part of that. Mm-hmm. And that's how you show that you're connected, is by wanting to touch them.
Right. But it doesn't mean that if you don't have any relationship that you should just make sure that you're touching.
Touching's not going to solve the problem.
It's not going to solve it. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not actually going to solve the problem.
Well, especially if you don't feel like touching them.
That's right.
Right.
Like if you have some underlying issues going on, if you had conflict with it before.
You're not
going to
feel like
that. You may not want to touch them at that moment.
Yeah.
And that's because you haven't resolved the conflict yet. Mm-hmm. You haven't dealt with it. You haven't talked about it. You're still holding resentment. So just reaching out and touching. I mean, it will help, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to... I mean, there's all sorts of let's go with love doctors who will get, okay, get in touch and start right. touching. And, mm-hmm. and it does work short term.
Right.
I don't think it works long term.
It doesn't solve all the issues.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, it's like a Band-Aid.
If there are other issues.
Band-Aid that might be helpful for a minute. But
until the next problem rolls along that you haven't solved yet. And then, it's going to blow up again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. That one was easier for us. This one I think we'll have fun with. So number three, don't be BFFs. So best friends forever. Don't be best friends forever.
And what do they say?
Being pals with your man is great in theory, but that kind of connection actually can kill your sex life. You can wind up having a roommate-like bond with each other rather than a hot one if you let yourself lose track of the masculine-feminine tension that excited you at the beginning of your relationship. Save the gab sessions for when you hang out with your girlfriends and your sexy energy for connecting with your guy.
Well, now, those are two different things.
Yes.
I know.
I think where they're going wrong is saying that if you're friends with your partner, mm-hmm. it means that you're forgetting about, the sexual tension mm-hmm. and all of that. And it's not true.
That's not even
One doesn't...
Also, they don't cancel each other out.
Yeah, they don't cancel each other out.
Has nothing to do with being best friends.
No, mm-hmm. exactly.
Well, especially when most of us consider the gab fest that women would have would be the complaining sessions to the girls.
Well, you shouldn't have those in the first place.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but that's what they're like promoting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's probably what they're
talking about. What other kind of gab fest would there be?
Yeah,
like when I talk to my friends, I can talk to my friends about, I talk to my partner about.
If you're secure and you're calm mm-hmm. and you don't need to have those gab fests anymore, like it's not, at least I don't believe. I don't know.
It depends what they mean by gab fest. It's just like, okay, so it feels to me that what they're saying is that, when you're having fun with your girlfriends, if you're a woman and you're just talking and all that, well, don't do that with your partner. Always be, like your sexy self with your partner.
So you can't make a mistake. You can't, like...
Is that what they're saying?
Essentially.
That's what they're saying. It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Save the gab sessions for when you hang out with your girlfriends and your sexy energy for connecting with your guy. Making it seem like guys only connect on the sex energy anyway as well.
Yeah.
Well, you're creating your own problem then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to connect with your partner at a friend level, you're not going to build the emotional connection you need.
No.
And you're not going to get him... to reveal that emotional side.
He's not going
to
be vulnerable.
That we need in order to make all this work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that particular one is completely counterproductive. First of all, why do you need to have gab session? I'm assuming gab session means a gossip? Is that what that means?
Well, it's just gossip, complain, I imagine a bunch of women together and they're just talking about all kinds of
things. Oh, do you know what she said?
And then he said this. Or did you watch this show? Or, I went shopping and do you like those shoes? And things like that.
Things
that are totally superficial.
But that has nothing to do with your friends. That's not a connecting with a friend.
No.
But that's the other problem is that we're assuming that those kinds of conversations are the ones that we should be having. Yes.
That's what women do when they get together with their friends.
Yeah,
we don't want to have that with our partner. Yes, if you want to do that, go do that with your friend. That's fantastic, and that's not really what your partner's looking for.
Right.
In most cases.
But you should be able to...
No different than, I'll stereotype. For me, I'm not going to go and talk to my partner about... the intricacies of the ball game or the hockey game or the...
Unless they're connected to it and want to.
It's fun to sit around with a group of guys and have our conversations, that's fine. That doesn't mean that I'm going to reveal my deep, inner, dark secrets to my guy friends and just like...
Yeah.
I don't know if the women do that. You guys tell me.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to be friends with your partner.
Well, I should be best friends with my partner.
Because that's what they're saying.
The true sense of the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no, that's the thing. In terms of what you just said, like, I do have those deep conversations with my girlfriends, too. But I'm also aware of what I say to them isn't anything different than what I say to my partner. Mm-hmm. If I'm telling them anything, it's because I've already had the conversation with my partner. And I'm coming from a place of like, what do you like? Any extra, what do you think?
We've talked about this. We've had this conversation. He knows I'm here talking about this. Yeah. We're just looking for feedback.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so in that way, I do share those deeper feelings.
But you don't go further.
No.
Mm-hmm. And you don't complain about your partner.
No, it's never me approaching them anymore, being like, I don't know how to handle what my partner did today. Like, it's never that. I'm always, it's my partner first. If I have issue, it's going to them first. And then if it happens to come up, usually it's resolved, so I don't need to complain about anything anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like... I don't know. I just think, and then especially when we talk about attachment style, like I know in the Attachment Style Foundation event, we talk about how, why wouldn't you want to be like, so normally the secure relationship is your best friend relationship. And we say like, well, why wouldn't you want your best friend to be your partner?
Well, if you're not your most vulnerable with your partner, you're going to end up in trouble, because that means you're more vulnerable with somebody else, which means at some point you're walking on eggshells with your partner.
And it could be that you were vulnerable with your friends before the you had that partner, but you have to leave that safe environment where you can develop, right?
You have to be able to create that vulnerability
and that connection with your partner, right? So now you need to go to them, not to your friends.
And can we touch on that whole, like, okay, well, if I become best friends with my partner, then does that mean the sex life is going to diminish? That comes up with the four triangles again for what is love.
Not if you know how to talk about sex. And
well, that's what I mean. Exactly. Like, we're not actually going to get rid of, it's not going to become consummate because we know how to have a conversation. There's also intimacy in there. And then that's
you passion.
Know, that adds into the passion as well. Like, I don't know.
Well, the more connected you are emotionally, usually the better your sex life should be.
Because you're transparent and honest. You can say what you want. You know what they want. You can connect on those levels.
Well, what I don't like with this, if we go back to it, it's the title of it. Because some people might not read. They just might read.
What's the title?
And don't be best friends.
Don't be best friends. So I don't like that title because people might not read. Right?
Yeah.
Through it. Instead of saying stay connected, you know, for the first one. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with trying to get relationship advice in a snippet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's not enough context.
But that's what I'm saying, is a lot of people aren't coming to a conscious partner. They're just going on the internet to read, oh, what are the best tips and tricks for my relationship? And they're going to get something like this and then approach that relationship, not understanding what the hell.
It's not going to work.
But that's what Cosmo said.
That's what Cosmo said. This should be working. No, they didn't actually tell you anything. And the information that you're getting, they're putting out isn't helping you.
No. So it's selling magazines.
According to us.
But it is
according
selling magazines. Yes. Yes,
according
it is.
To a conscious partner.
We're taking responsibility for our own opinion.
We're not here telling you that it's right or wrong. We're just telling you how we feel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Just looking at it from a conscious partner's perspective. Okay, so number four. Enjoy a steady diet of sex. That is the headline. If you want to maintain closeness with your man, get out of your head and into bed. Guys feel more comfortable connecting with women on a physical level, not engaging in deep discussions. To strengthen your bond, approach your lust life as you would your gym regimen or your diet. Make it part of your routine. Set
that
a goal.
Sounds sexy, doesn't it?
Set a goal to have sex at least a couple times per week.
You know, the underlying message is kind of true.
Yeah,
the
words
that
they,
some of the words that they choose to do it, I think they're reinforcing a lot of stereotypes.
Well, they're basically allowing men.
They give
men the out. Okay, well, he's not going to connect emotionally, so the only way I'm going to be able to connect with them is by having sex with him, which is entirely false.
Yeah, it's taking.
They want the deep discussions if they're feeling like they're engaging in deep discussions.
And then we'll have a deep discussion if you allow him to have a deep discussion, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you respect the opinion. And I ran into this a couple weeks ago. And this I ran into this a ton. I don't know how to bring this up now, because this is a sticky point. So many times, men express an opinion, a thought, have a feeling, and we get told we're wrong.
Yes.
And this is a constant battle that I've had at events, live events in particular. It's starting to come up every once in a while in the regular events. Is I'll say something controversial. Mm-hmm. So to speak. And there's a number of topics. Let's even get into cheating or abuse, any of those kind of topics where and we're discussing something and the women go straight to, what do you know, you're a man type of manner.
Right.
And
yes.
It just goes, okay, so if you want men to open up and be vulnerable, then you have to allow that we have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just say, if you just go straight to, you're not a man, or what did somebody say once? Why are women right, or why is, well, because they have periods, type of thing.
Sorry, you, what?
Like, why?
That's why women are right, because they have periods?
Why are women right on this topic? And the topic was because they have periods. And you're going, that's well, so a man can't have an opinion or a thought or an idea or a...
That's
and we just get beaten down so much.
I wonder what the topic was.
But you know what this go makes ahead. Me think of it's not a reason, but like with women saying, well, what do you know, you're a man? I remember an event we did, and I can't remember if it was the differences, you know, understanding each other. It was live, where the person had said, because I had said it, because we had separated the women and the men.
Oh, okay.
And because I had said this, it was okay. But if Bruce had said it because he's a man, they would have taken it differently. So I'm wondering if it's because it's coming from you as a man.
Yeah.
that,
well, that's,
you know,
the first half
which,
of it,
which
for
is
sure.
not correct, mm-hmm. right? And but if I say that, because I'm not encountering that in the events that I'm doing as mm-hmm. much as you are, mm-hmm. you know, I'm wondering if it's because the source, okay,
well,
it's coming from a man.
Because
right?
again, mm-hmm. I haven't had that problem either.
Yeah.
But that's probably because we're women presenting information to, versus yes, a man trying to say the same yes. thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So instead of looking at the information for what it is, they're looking at the messenger.
Yeah. Right? They're looking at the blunt
no, but
yeah. truth giver.
No, but
yeah.
they're not giving the, since it, it's coming from a man, so it has no validity. It has nothing to do with even the way it's presented.
I mean, and we can understand how that frame of thought has come forth. We even discussed it last podcast about, like, just, damn it, what did we discuss last podcast about what we're talking about?
We talked about vulnerability. We talked about inner peace. We talked
which
about...
The lady who automatically categorized...
Oh, yeah, to generalize that all men
yeah, all
were,
men are the yes. same. So, like, mm-hmm. as soon as they get that attitude or perspective than any other, I don't know, they automatically just like go into that state without conscious
yeah,
thought,
yeah, that's
right?
What I meant, like they're just, not yeah they're not seeing the message and not hearing yeah. it, they're just saying, okay, it's coming from a man, it's coming from yeah. you, so therefore it's wrong because you're a man saying that,
yeah,
right? And if a woman is saying that, then all of a sudden there might be more open to listen. Anyway, that's what had happened
yeah.
when we were doing this face to face, which was not, you know, you're thinking
yeah I'm thinking about one of the snares that had come up recently. I just don't know if I want to go down this path or not, because it can be a sticky path.
Well, I mean, of course it's sticky.
And it had to do with an abuse situation. We were just watching a video, and the person had said in the video, it's the one we had kind of talked a few weeks ago about, remember?
Do I love myself?
No. But she was talking about, you know, when I left my abusive relationship and I saw that he was on the dark side.
Right.
Remember
fantasy
that?
Bond.
Yeah, the fantasy bond.
Right.
And, you know, that could be taken, like, what does that mean, abusive?
Right.
Remember, we mm-hmm. started talking. We started mm-hmm. talking about, well, if I'm just, you know, grumpy to you one day mm-hmm. and you're an ENFP and mm-hmm. very emotional, mm-hmm. you could say, well, that's his dark side.
Yes.
It was abusive. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm going, well, that's not really fair. That's mm-hmm. not really abuse. And theoretically, it could be abuse the other way. It
yeah.
could be that you're yep. people-pleasing is a form of abuse.
I literally did this to Connor mm-hmm. the other day.
Right. So, and then I just try to explain that. And people go, well, you don't know anything about abuse. And women have been abused. Very, and I'm going, well.
No one's discounting that fact.
Yeah, I'm not discounting that. Yes. And they go, well, I've seen a woman get abused. I'm going, I'm not discounting that. And that's,
that
and that's where women go
yes.
immediately.
Yes, they do.
And I'm not discounting that side of it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that there can be another side too.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think, like,
which
sometimes, you know, you're talking about apples and all of a sudden people said, well, what about the banana?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, so
they're all fruits.
They're all fruits. We're just talking
just
about the apple
fruit.
Right now.
Yeah.
Can we?
No, but
can
I had
we
a really
stay,
good
you know?
Example, and I've thought about it after the fact, and now I'm going to have it in my
your repertoire.
In my repertoire now. So I want everybody to think about this, and I know you guys are going to know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we talk about abuse, it's always basically men are bad,
yes.
and women are not good at it either, but it's okay kind of thing. Mm. And I've used the comment, you know, I want everybody to think about real life. So let's go to the movie Groundhog Day.
Okay.
Do you know, I remember, and there's one scene in one of the clips we use.
Mm, yeah,
where
I know
she
what you're
slaps
talking about.
Him
mm-hmm.
about 15 times, mm-hmm. right in the mm-hmm. face as hard as she
mm-hmm.
can.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to switch the genders.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What would happen then?
100%.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, again, you're still going to have the woman out there be like, oh, yeah, but they're so much stronger and so on and so forth.
Well,
but why
yeah.
is it still acceptable
well,
for
this
to
is
go
what
to
I,
no, but
I, yeah.
The point mm-hmm. is that men have zero tolerance in all of this stuff.
Right.
And that's what builds up all this frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's patently wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's patently wrong to not allow us a voice, because
right.
that's what builds up the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Help us say, you know what?
It's not
the
okay.
emotional yeah. abuse that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
We're told we don't have emotional skills. Every man from the time he's 3 years old
mm-hmm.
is I don't have emotional skills.
Men are stupid.
I can't use
yeah.
physical skills.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just gonna go fishing. And that's literally fishing. What's going on. I'm just going to go fishing or go play my sports or go do this because I have no emotional skills. I can't use my physical stuff because I'll get destroyed for that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go fishing. Mm-hmm. And if you want your partner to feel comfortable and connected, we have to start listening and giving them a voice.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is like, just going back to that very, I think before the last little bit, you had said something about like, so the example I said that for Connor, I said, stop, you have to stop being mean to me, but he wasn't being mean to me. It's the way I would say that you would be mean to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just because of the difference of understanding that for me, it's mean, but it's actually not mean. It's just plain old facts that are just being said to me, and I am internalizing it and being like,
as being mean.
It's mean, yes. But it's not mean.
Now, if you go and tell your friends that Connor was being mean to me, they're going to think, oh, he's an abusive asshole.
That's right.
But in reality, it's just because I'm of a different type of person, and I am internalizing it, taking it personally, which are things that I shouldn't be doing, and understanding things from the other perspective as well.
And then your friends support you.
Yes, then my friends support me.
So they support you and your abusive asshole, and now you take, oh, my friends say he's an abusive asshole when he does that. So next time he does that, now it's reinforced.
And then the problem with that is that now your friends are going to look at you saying, well, why are you staying with him?
Why still with them, And then
you're doing all this conscious stuff.
Then you're not truthful. But then they're like, okay, what is she doing? She's staying in this relationship when really it's not that. I don't know. It can all get skewed so easily because of our own misinterpretations, which is why we have to be so conscious.
Because most situations are neutral. It's how we respond to them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
If I take it as a negative, as a threat, and we've talked about in our last podcast, right? If my partner walks in the door and has a grumpy day and I react to it as if he's a jerk or she's a jerk, whatever, then it's going to get worse.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if you have a discussion, the person says, well, I disagree with you. And he's like, it's okay. You can disagree.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You have to take it personally.
But
it's okay.
That's what I think. Yeah.
100%. How did we get there? Yeah. What were we talking about?
We were talking about, enjoy steady diet for sex.
Yeah. Well, because we were talking about the emotion, right? The emotion things. And we were talking about how men can be emotional.
That's what we were talking about?
I have no idea how we got there.
I just like the way we can just go into unattention.
The listeners probably got it. It's okay.
This is what happens when we just sit around and talk to them. We go, how did we get here?
Yeah. But we do agree with the general basis that having a sex life is important.
Yes.
Unless you're like asexual or something, which is a sexuality in itself that you can have.
Okay, then now I know.
If you choose that.
We're going to have a lot better sex if we can stay emotionally connected.
Yes.
We're more emotionally connected if we start listening to each other and understanding that they may have a perspective on some of these things.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Okay, so we're into number 5 now, which is take turns talking. To make sure you both get a chance to state what's on your mind during a disagreement and get your points across, alternate playing reflective therapists where one listens while the other talks.
Yeah, it's just active listening and then not interrupting. Yeah, that's true.
Fair.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know that take turns has anything to do with it. It's when somebody has something important to say, say it.
Yeah.
Paraphrase is, we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
Paraphrasing, active listening, clarifying.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do that.
What?
Let's have, I don't know if we can. This is completely off the cuff.
What I hear you say is, paraphrase.
Maybe we should have a conversation about something where we have to, let's do it the circle thing.
Try paraphrasing.
We could do it the way we shouldn't do it and then do it the right way. To show both ways, if you want. Yeah.
Well, let's come up with a topic first. What could we say?
Oh, gosh.
now we're on the spot.
Oh, we could take.
What the topic we just talked about. I feel that I'll just come up with the topic. Yeah. I feel that men's opinions on emotions and those kinds of situations are not taken into account properly, and we're cut down even though we do have emotional skills.
What are you discounting women?
Yeah, there's an example.
Are you saying that ours like, why are you comparing this? What's going on? Like,
And it would be, well, what I'm hearing you say is that men's emotions are being discounted, that they're being listened to. Right?
But you're not.
No, but
saying.
A second. But let's do it the official way.
Right.
As in, I just said what I said. Yes. So Giselle, you now have to paraphrase what I said.
Mm-hmm. So what I heard you say that men's opinions are discounted and they're not feeling that what they say count. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're not really feeling connected with our partner because whenever we bring something up, we're told that we don't know what we're talking about. As in, and I'll go over to the let's go with the opposite sex best friend.
Okay.
Right? If I say, you know, just so you know, it seems to me that, you know, you're going hang around with this person, I think maybe that person's interested in you.
Okay, so then what I'm seeing, so you're thinking that the reason why this person is talking to me is because they're interested in me.
Yes,
so
that's what I feel.
That's what you feel. Okay. So that, and would it be okay for me to think that maybe you have that fear that if they're interested in me, maybe I could be interested in them as well?
That's possible.
That's okay. A good question. Yeah. See, I was just doing the stereotypical response. I was reacting.
I know that. Mm-hmm. But now I want you to do the stereotypical response, mm-hmm. So
what? Have friends? I can't have friends anymore. Like, you don't trust me. Like, what? Are you crazy? Haven't I proven everything to you?
No, but you don't even have to get that emotional. It could just be, you know, that person you're hanging around with. I think I might be interested in you.
No, there's no way. I know this for a fact. There's no way they're interested in me.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And often
you're wrong.
We would also get to you're wrong.
Yeah, you're
there's
wrong.
No
you're
way
wrong.
This person is interested in
me. Yes. It would probably start with a you're wrong.
Yeah, right? That's what you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you know about emotions? What do you know about any of this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how, and you don't have to say those words
but
to feeling come across.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because this way you feel way more understood, at least like even just like taking the time, and you can sit there and be like, okay, is that what I actually wanted to say? And then you add it to your point and so on and so forth. Like, it just made for an entirely better conversation.
Well, yeah, she's saying, so once again, let's just go this, because this can be tough for people to understand. Like, so I think that person that you're hanging around with, I think they might be interested in you.
And then I would say, like, so what I'm hearing is that you're thinking that this person is really interested in me. I didn't think about that. Right? I could add that as well.
Well,
right?
But what you've got to add there is you've got to think about it. Yeah. Is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
He does show some things here, but then he's never really expressed interest
or,
here.
Or even for the person to say, you know, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, thank you for bringing this up.
Yeah.
Right. And it could be as well. So does it bother you that I'm talking to this person?
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Because if it does, I'll stop because, you know, you're my priority. Yeah.
Now, and there's probably going to be people listening say, well, there's no way in a million years I'd do that. I would answer that way.
Well, this makes me think about, you know, there was one event that I did the other day where we were talking about that. Well, what if your partner said that, you know, I really feel uncomfortable with you, you know, talking to this person, right? I think that you should stop. And the person said, well, who are they to tell me what to do? And we're saying, well, wouldn't you want, if it's making your partner feel uncomfortable, why would you want to continue doing that? And we had a whole discussion about it. I think we were doing attachment style, actually.
And that's the whole
really
point.
Interesting.
Like,
yeah.
Rather than going, they're concerned, maybe they have an actual opinion on this. They go to, who are you to tell me what to do?
Yeah.
And so, okay, if you want to live your life like that and have your relationship, we're not telling you not to.
Yeah.
We're not saying don't do that. What we're saying is you're building an emotional barrier in your relationship.
In your relationship.
That is going to push that person away. Because you've now pushed them away. You've said your opinion, your point is not valid in any way, shape, or form. Men have been told since they were 5 years old that they don't know how to do this. You're confirming that by saying you don't know what you're talking about. Not everybody is a pig like you. And usually that's the way it comes across. Not everybody is as horny as you or as this or that, the other thing. And so the we just go,
no, you feel
okay,
silenced.
I just won't bring anything up anymore. Now I'm not going to reveal my emotions to you. I'm not going to be vulnerable with you. And guess what? 3 years later, you've got a relationship that's going nowhere.
Now you're roommates.
Yeah, now you're roommates.
Yeah.
And if you want that sexual connection, you need to give that person some valid thoughts.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Don't do that. I forget what the advice was there. Even the touching one. I don't know if this is the last one.
This is take turn
talking.
This
is a take turn talking.
But let's go back to the last one now. If you want to get more of a sex life and touching isn't going to solve the problem. You need to be connected emotionally and mentally. And you need to give that person some validity of their emotions, their feelings. And even for guys, it's emotions doesn't mean you're sitting and crying and you're complaining about life. You're just saying, you know what, honey, I
this is the way I feel.
I think this person might be attracted to you and it bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
That has to be validated. We have to go, oh, I never thought of that.
You were in that position, it would be validated. That's right.
Oh, yeah. And because, if it was the other way, it wouldn't even be a question in the world.
It's like, no, you can't have that friend. Okay, honey.
Yeah.
Or doing it behind your back, which is a whole other thing. But yes.
And I will venture to guess. I don't have a stat on this, so I'll throw this out and see what you guys think. It's normally women that have a best friend of the opposite sex or whatever attracted sex, doesn't matter what it is. Men rarely do that.
Yeah, it's very, probably less.
Very few men that I know. Yeah. When I talk to all men I talk to, they go, as soon as I'm in a relationship, friends are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of the opposite sex or those. They're just, not that they're not, this is not a 100% thing. This is a very high percentage.
Yeah, it's never 100%. Yeah.
It's just, no, I don't need that problem in my life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
whereas women would say, well, he's been my friend forever. There's nothing there. Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, why is that guy hanging around? You should know.
And then we do a whole event on this to help explain what's going on, how to do it. We're not saying it's wrong. Yeah. We're not saying it's...
That it can't happen.
It can't happen. You just you have to have parameters around it. You have to understand what's happening.
Yep, 100%.
What's number six?
Anyway, got a little...
We got a little carried away there.
A little heated there.
Ooh. Find the intersection is number six. Find the intersection. When making decisions together, try to find common ground. You each should write down exactly what you want. Let's say you're angling for a vacay in San Francisco to see the sights and hit up the cool shops and restaurants, while he wants a tropical getaway where he can veg out by the pool and sip drinks with umbrellas in the glass. Now that your desires are clearly laid out on paper, you can pick a place that will satisfy both your needs. A cool city, a little sun, how about Miami? Oh my God. I mostly just don't like this.
What's
because
the title
like, it's
of that?
Find the intersection.
So they're just talking about collaborating.
It's so superficial.
But it is.
Yeah, find something that will please both, but that goes back to compromise, which compromise means you both give up a little.
Yeah, which again, in the long run, isn't great because if you're giving it up.
Yeah, it's find something that both of you want to do, right? As opposed to, okay, well, you want to do this. I'm only going to do it because you want to. I really don't want to, because then there's a little bit of resentment. Right?
Well, see, I just don't like it that they compare it to like what vacation you're going to pick. Because that's how often are you going to be arguing about vacation, especially in times like these? We're probably going to be, should we go out? Should we follow the mandate? Should we, like, more...
Well, we don't have to live a life based on COVID. Like, what do you do when there's no COVID around?
Well, I just mean how... It's just such a superficial thing to
look at.
Try to make a decision
If that's
about.
Your biggest problem in life, you're doing pretty good.
It just seems that it would be easy.
Like, okay, so if we need to find an intersection, intersection for what? Like something that's more...
Are you going to stay home with the kids?
Right. Who's going to get the career? Who's going to be the one that stays home? That's more of a...
That's more important to find the intersection.
Find the intersection.
Your identification.
Are we going to homeschool the kids or send them to school? Yes. Are we... Like things like that.
Yeah. Like those kinds of... Like those are the decisions where it's important to have common ground. Like where you go on vacation, I just don't think... I mean, it's just such a superficial conversation.
Like, if you're that worried about, say, I always go back on the vacation
thing. We get to go on vacation. I'll go anywhere. I'll go anywhere.
That's right.
Well, no, but if you have to go on vacation to escape your life.
Yes, also very true.
Well, it depends why fix your life?
Well, it depends why you're going on vacation. Yes. Right, because if you both want to just get away and do something, not getting away from your life, but doing having
but it's not
an
hard
adventure
to find a
together.
Vacation that works for both people.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
It's not hard to find a vacation where you can have some cool shops and have...
So what we're saying in this advice is that the idea behind it that you would be collaborating about doing something together is good, but using an example as superficial as vacation.
Yes. Why are you fighting over like?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I would just be grateful to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. It's just again, it's just the way they word it and the way they make people. I don't know. Just like. It's such a big point and topic that we should know about. And then for them to throw something like that, it weakens it completely. Yeah, it's like, okay,
it does.
Well,
find the intersecting points on the important stuff.
Like, okay, well, you like, what are, like, I don't know, core values and...
No, but even sexual stuff, even, like,
or where you're
really
gonna live.
Stuff. Yeah, right? where are you going to live?
You know, city or suburb.
What kind of life are we going to lead?
That's important.
Like, there's a million topics that you can, and that should be worked out long before you get into a relationship.
Conscious connections,
yeah.
Those are the things you need to find at intersection on. Let's talk about all of these topics. Yeah. And because then at the end of the day, once you figure out those things, where are you going on vacation? What food you're going to go out and eat? It really doesn't freaking matter. It doesn't. It's irrelevant.
And anybody here who's in a really happy relationship that's listening would be going, I don't care where we go. I just want to be with my partner.
Exactly. Wherever we are is perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we'll do one thing this time and we'll do something else next time and we'll figure out what we both like and away we go.
Yeah.
Like this does not need to be a major conflict.
But whether or not you want to have kids, how many kids you want, that's a good
That's a bigger one. Yeah. Bigger.
Let's make sure we get that one nailed down.
Well, I want five. Well, I want none. Okay. That's pretty big interesting.
Let's go for two and a half.
Two and a half.
So that's two kids just have and a twins. Hamster.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, number seven. I don't like the title. Be more positive than negative.
No, I think you can be more negative. That's fine.
There's a more effective way to air grievances than to file an angry complaint. Sandwich your negative comment between two positives.
Criticism sandwich.
No.
If you want to complain about how he's always late, for example, try something like, you know, I love that you're so laid back and easygoing, but it really bothers me when you show up so late.
But I do love you.
I'm sure you can still be the fun guy I adore and also be on time.
That is so wrong when we talk about feedback, seem to sandwich it, because all the person will hear is the last one. Like, if you want them to hear the whatever the criticism is or the thing that you'd want them to improve on or the thing that bothers you. I just hit the mic. For those of you who are just listening, because I speak with my hands. But if you want them to know exactly, I feel this way, right? You say the emotion about that thing that the person did, but you sandwich it between two positive things. You're not going to hear it. The last thing you say is positive.
Yes.
You know, so there's no...
Well, there's that, or they're just only going to hear the negative, or you just, like... I don't understand the advice at all.
Yeah. What's the title again?
The sandwich thing doesn't work.
Be more positive than negative. I don't like that one, first of all, because it's also denying, it's like promoting toxic positivity. Like, we can't be positive all the time. Sometimes things are just going to be harsh to talk about.
The title is wrong. Some of the things that they say at the beginning, again, the approach, right? I mean,
you should be more positive than negative. Yes. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Generally speaking,
the question is, how do I get more positive? Well, you get more positive by letting go of the past, by dealing with conflict effectively, by being grateful in your life.
By not being defensive.
Stuff in the past. Positivity doesn't come... You can't just force yourself to be positive.
No. Right.
You have to have high self-esteem. You have to feel good about yourself. And you will naturally be positive.
Right. And being positive doesn't mean that sometimes we're not going to have emotions that are not seen as positive. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I can feel angry. I can be sad. Mm-hmm. It's a validated emotion. Mm-hmm. Right? If it's warranted.
Yep. Right? I mean, yeah, it really bothers me when you show up so late. Again, biggest thing, why does it bother you? Why are you showing up late? Like, what's going on? There's obviously a deeper rooted thing here.
Yeah.
Because, what's going to happen after this next conversation? Like, let's say he replies to it and he tells her the answer. Okay, so it doesn't bring out another good feeling in you. So now you have to figure out how to sandwich two more positive things. Been like, I don't even know how that conversation would go.
Spend all your time. That's
right. Like, hey, how do I say something positive? Okay,
now I need something negative.
Oh, no, I need something positive now.
Oh, my God. Or just be authentic and transparent. Say how you feel. It's not
about accusing. I don't like sugarcoating things.
Yes.
Just say it. Yeah.
But you could, once again, it's not sugarcoated. It's say it with some sincerity and kindness.
And tact.
Yes.
And tact.
Yeah.
Because you still, it's the, you should... I would say also, say it with respect.
But take it to the respect. I thing. Why does it bother me that you're late all the time? And help me understand. I don't know why it bothers me that you're late. What's going...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bothering me that you're late. Can we chat about that?
Yeah, and it could be that, you know, I feel disrespected.
I feel disrespected.
And then when I think about it, maybe I feel that way because, you know, it's something in my past. Right? That I felt disrespected because someone was always late.
So it's bringing
also
you back to
when
pain.
You're late, then we're going to get to where we're going late. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's
and
a
I'm the
domino
type of
effect.
Who likes to be
it goes
on time,
against my,
goes my
wanting
against
to,
my core values.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah,
there's just a hundred different ways to handle that
There is a more effective way to air grievances, and
true,
it's not building a positive negative positive sandwich.
No,
well,
the title is wrong.
It's feeling manipulative.
Yes, it is feeling. That's what that's.
Once again, so far most of this stuff is about being inauthentic.
Yes,
is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like you're not being authentic. It's not. It doesn't happen naturally. Like I'm just looking from my perspective. when I want to talk to my partner, I just want to be able to talk to them. I don't want to have to go, okay, I've got to sit down and I've got to write down a positive thing and then the negative thing and then the positive thing and make sure that it's all displayed right and be a... I'm not going to do that. Remember, last podcast, I said one of mine was simple. That is not simple.
No, that sounds complicated. Mm-hmm.
Why can't I just say, you know, honey, it's really bothering me you're late. It's bothering me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why?
And I think when we say be positive, it's very different than saying, you know, you're fucking late again.
Yeah.
You know, and that bothers me. You know what I mean? Like, it's totally different. So the tone that we use. It's
literally an I statement.
Yeah, but you don't need a recipe book to just say what's on your mind.
Because we don't want that. It's too hard to do. And for most people, nobody's going to do that.
And if you have to do that with your partner, then there's a sign that something's wrong. If you have to manipulate a conversation to
it's like, oh, wait a minute. Where's the little book again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he says that this. Okay, that's so what I'm supposed to say
that. Yeah.
I don't want to be in that relationship.
No.
Where I have to measure every word and manipulate my partner. I should just be able to say, you know what? And my partner should respect that.
Yeah, you don't want to be your performing self, you know?
And I'm going to go back to the previous thing. What I was talking about. How men get men. I'm speaking in very general terms here, but men usually just want to say what's on their mind. And if they get slammed, well, you said it wrong. You did this. You did that.
Right.
Okay, then I'm just not going to say anything.
You know what?
Well, then why won't you talk? Well, because whenever I do talk, I get.
Yeah, this makes me think of, and we see that in movies all the time. Something happened, and let's say the man didn't say it right away, and then now he's bringing it up and he's saying it. And then the woman is upset that, well, why didn't you tell me?
Because you normally have a reaction every time. And it's like,
well, but I'm telling you now. Mm-hmm. Well, no, but why didn't you tell me before? But I'm telling you now. So shouldn't it be about the fact that I'm telling you now and let's talk about this as opposed to being angry that I didn't tell you at all?
But also, why didn't they tell you again? There's no accountability in that. Okay, well, why didn't you tell?
It's like
maybe they're afraid to tell you.
It's not that this can't go the other way also. Yes. It can go very much the other way. Yes. It can go both ways. We're not trying to say that. What we're doing to do
but what it's showing is that we're so stuck into the fact that we're not even accepting the fact that the person is actually telling us. Yeah. We're stuck in the fact that, well, they didn't tell me what I wanted them to tell me.
We're looking for a way out.
Yes. Yeah.
We're looking for a defense mechanism. We're just saying, okay, I need to counter. What they're saying is probably true. So I need to create a distraction over here to take away my responsibility.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is all we're doing. And that, once again, happens both ways, depends on the topic.
Fair for the next one?
I'm just, when I'm talking, I'm just more going over the stuff that I run into from a male. Male's perspective.
Number 8, echo each other. When you and your man are having a serious relationship talk, it's easy to get so caught up in how you want to respond that you're not really listening to what's being said. That's why it's important for both of you to repeat each other so you know you've been heard and you feel understood.
Is that paraphrasing?
Yep. Paraphrasing.
Yes.
So that one is probably 100%. What's the title on that one?
Yeah. Echo each other.
Yeah. Echo each other. Yeah, that's good. Really good advice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Easy. Number 8, you're a good one. Number 9, I don't know about this one. Grow your tolerance.
That would be hard for me. Depending what they say.
Once again, build your fakeness.
Yeah, build your fakeness. Neither of you is perfect, and the quirks you both have are here to stay. So rather than let those annoying traits work your last nerve, try to get in touch with the upside of those particular flaws, even if it's not immediately recognizable. Instead of getting annoyed when he starts screaming at the TV, for example, remind yourself how much you love his passion. Or if his shyness with new people bugs you, think about how refreshing it is to be with a chilled, genuine guy rather than a blowhard who needs to chat with everyone in the room.
Yeah, well, actually, the advice isn't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But I don't think grow your tolerance is.
But it's not grow your tolerance, no.
Not a good title.
Do not grow your tolerance. Don't just tolerate behavior
it's
that
just like, you know, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yes.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Look for the positives. Yeah. Understand everybody's going to be a little bit different.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody could be a little bit more aware, it would help.
Yeah.
Like help your partner be as aware as possible. Mm-hmm. But you got in a relationship with a real person.
Yes.
You didn't get in a relationship with a robot.
No.
Or a cookie cutter of something.
Yeah.
That goes back to your fantasy bond.
Yes.
You didn't get in a relationship with your fantasy bond. You got in a relationship with a real person who has real emotions, who does real things. And if you don't like what they do, then don't get in a relationship.
Don't continue that relationship.
I don't believe you have to change.
And if there's any advice you can give anybody is No, they're not going to change.
Yes, no, they're not going to change.
They are who they are. Listen to who they are.
Either understand, love them, accept, or
yeah.
don't.
Or don't. Yeah.
And it, bye, leave on. Just leave. Bye. Like, you don't bye, have Felicia. To be there.
Yeah, you don't yeah. have to be there. No. And if you stay because yeah. you want to change them, guess what? That's on
it's
you.
Never going to happen.
No,
yes.
but that's on you now.
Yeah.
Because you said, you know, I really like this person except for these 87 things, but I think I can change those. But if I'm gonna, I change those things, they'll be a perfect person.
They don't want kids now, but I will make them want
yeah,
kids one day.
Yeah, I will make one kids one day, yeah. yeah.
I'll and then you force them into doing it, that, and then yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, he goes and watches yeah. sports every Sunday with all his friends.
I'm going to make him a church goer.
Yeah,
he's going to come yeah, to church with me.
That's right.
So
church will be his new sport.
And I'm not saying that somebody won't change. But
if
that's
it's
up
in
to
their
them.
Best it, interest too, so yes, it is their
it's
choice.
It's up to them.
It's their choice.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, number 10. Take a time out. We might be happy with this one. Mm-hmm. It's important that you get a break from the daily grind and spend alone time as a couple. Cell phones and the internet are off limits. It can be a fun day mm-hmm. trip or just a few quiet hours to yourself. The point is simply to steal away, even if you're going nowhere, so you can reconnect free of any distractions.
That's good advice. Yes.
Right? Yeah. Definitely take a time out. I thought it was going to refer to conflict, like a conflict.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Title,
yeah. yeah. But just, yeah. yeah.
That's why we had to listen before we responded. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
they fooled us before with the title. So then we got caught off guard and we that's responded right. to the title instead of
and to the content.
To the content.
Yeah.
We'll see how this one goes. Number 11, have his back. You
no,
might.
But just a second. Let's go back to the other one okay. and make sure that, because when you just read that fast,
yes.
you should probably comment on it.
Okay. Take a time out. It's important that you get a break from the daily grind and spend alone mm-hmm. time as a couple. Cell phones and internet are off limits. It can be a fun day trip or just a few quiet hours to yourselves. The point is simply to steal away, even if you're going nowhere, so you can reconnect free of any
distractions.
So
what does that mean?
It means quality
daily
time.
Life.
Yeah.
Quality time.
Yeah,
it
means
away
quality
from
time.
Social
turning the TV
media.
Off. Turning the TV Turn off TV before off. Bed and actually having
yeah.
a conversation.
Right.
Or... Mm-hmm. you know, working out together or...
Connect, yeah.
Or going
do
for a walk,
something
or
together.
Or kayaking
yeah.
or going
yeah,
without
snowshoeing.
Any,
get your
rocks off. Distractions, yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Go and yeah. listen to each other and talk and connect and...
On that deep level, not just a superficial, oh, mm-hmm. how was your day? It was sunny out.
Well, speaking of which, I mean, our goal is to...
Weather.
And I was trying to get more feedback
ask
on
ask unique
it,
questions.
Is getting that couple's, the date night thing going.
Mm-hmm.
People have been starting to see the value in that more and more. Of having that venue where people can come out, doesn't cost a bunch of money, but they'll be taken through a few questions with a bunch of other couples
yep.
and mm-hmm. be able to have a deep conversation mm-hmm. because it can be awkward to start them sometimes,
yep.
but it's mm-hmm. it's pretty comfortable to join them.
Oh, yeah.
And also that there are other, yeah, and then there's other couples
there's
there.
Couples
yeah.
There's
awkward there.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah.
So it's less like, oh, well, yeah. I'm going to say this, and you're going to say that. It's like, yeah. oh, well, I can chime in here on what they say.
I mean, that's 3 hours of quality time that you can yeah. have with your partner every week that, mm-hmm. well, first of all, change your connection completely.
Yep.
And it's still fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're working towards. Okay, what's the next one?
Have his back, number 11. You might not agree with your guy when he's had a riff with a friend or he thinks his boss is being unfair, but you should always... be on his side and vice versa. Otherwise, you'll both feel like you can't count on each other. That doesn't mean you have to take the you're so right route all the time. Just hear him out and mm-hmm. let him know that you'll support him no matter what.
Well, I'd like that they qualify that with hear him out and
yes.
know that you support them and that you don't have to agree with them because they might
yeah.
not have the right perspective. However, they know that, you know, it's not like you're going to say to them, well, you're absolutely right, even mm-hmm. though you're thinking, you know, like maybe the other side, you know, they have a point.
Yeah.
But you're there for them and you support them. I think if they had just said, you know, like just have their, no matter what, you
no
have their
what,
back.
Yeah,
like
it, that would
yeah,
be the problem.
Yeah, we would need to explain that a little bit more.
Well, no, but having their back and them being right is two different things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Having their back means not necessarily... disputing them in the public setting all the time, like have their back as in don't undermine them,
mm-hmm. right?
And then have the discussions.
Yeah, you can have the discussion at
later.
Home.
Well, because yeah. what if they are entirely wrong?
Well, they're entirely yeah. wrong. That's a little
like that's what I mean.
Situation.
Like if they royally mess up, and you know that they have based on the choices that they have made. Mm-hmm. You know how they think, what they do or are doing, like.
We'd have to have an
I'm on your
right?
side, but
even
you gotta,
though,
like...
But we can discuss the principle of it, though, right?
Right.
I mean, you're supporting your partner.
Right.
Right? So, and supporting them means that you may want to help them see that maybe they don't have the right answer or the right attitude or actions towards this, you know, whatever they're thinking may not be appropriate to the situation, right? So you make them recognize that. You make them build that awareness.
Mm-hmm. But so
you
they still want to wear shorts with them. Socks and sandals to the wedding.
And it's, and they say only, you know, you need a tie and suit or something like that, right? Or they want to wear shorts and
that's
socks.
What I mean.
And
it's well, that's, what if that's their authentic self? Right? What if their authentic self is like, well, but I don't feel comfortable in that.
Yeah, but it could be, that's okay. Then you don't have to go because appropriately, if they wrote that that's what they want their guests to wear, if you want to go as a guest, then you go.
Well, that's a different scenario.
It's a different scenario.
Well, no, but what if it's a fairly casual wedding, like not super formal?
Yeah.
And you know, somebody says, well, I'm just going to wear shorts and sandals then. And now you think that my partner thinks, no, that's completely inappropriate. Casual doesn't mean that casual.
Yeah.
So but, what do you do then? Yeah.
Well, that's the exact opposite of what they're saying, right? That you don't have his back. Technically, if you had their backs, wouldn't that be, okay, well, I'm going to respect my partner's decision to wear what they want to wear because there's no formal attire necessary?
Yeah.
Okay, but then don't you run into the catch 22?
Well, now you're not being, are you being inauthentic because you don't, you would prefer that they wear something else that matches, you know, the $1 million you spend on,
and
on
why
the
is
dress
it,
or
and
the suit or whatever.
There's always a flip side. And that's what I did last week. I'm starting to put the flip side
flipping
into
things.
Some events.
Why
doesn't support go the other way? As in, my partner will feel embarrassed if I wear shorts and sandals.
Right.
Why can't I support my partner by dress like, support goes both ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you?
but two people who are aware, because they could love each other and still not do the right thing. But if they're aware, they're going to find a way to say, okay, this makes
we're
you feel this
other.
Way. This makes you feel that way. So let's find, you know what, maybe I'll wear khakis and, and shoes.
Well, the one partner is the one partner is like, okay, I'm going to do this for you. I understand. And then maybe that partner is like, oh, well, they're giving to me. I could give to them. Maybe I'll dress up just a little bit more to give to them.
Well, that's ideal of what we want to happen. Yeah. But we first have to understand that there's that forgiveness goes both ways. That support goes both ways. Like it can't always just go one way.
No,
I support my partner, but I'm living an embarrassed life.
You'd be inauthentic if you did that.
Now you're saying,
honey,
I'm going to be embarrassed. I will feel really embarrassed if you do that. Okay, why are you going to feel embarrassed? Well, because we're going to be there with what are the whys? Because my friends and family are going to be there and it's going to look like you have no fashion style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why are you worried about if I don't have any fashion style? Well, because that will reflect on my own fashion style. Mm-hmm.
Why would that reflect on your fashion style?
Why does it matter?
Why is that important? Well, because, you know, I happen to work in you know, it's someone, exactly, someone
no,
from
but
work.
It could,
like, it could be so many
but
different reasons, right?
It could go,
because
right? I'm
it
seeking affirmation from all of my friends and family. So
why
is it you need affirmation from your friends and family?
Because I'm a people pleaser.
You know, but if you know who you are, right? And some women don't care. Like if they want to dress up, they will dress up all the time. And they don't, it doesn't matter to them how their partner dresses, right? It's, this is his style. This is my style. It's fine. But there's a level of respect. Well, we think that this is what they would want, even though they didn't say, usually they will say formal attire
or business casual.
Yeah. But if it's,
All right.
That's an interesting thing though, to always look at that whatever you're asking your partner to do, make sure that you're doing
you
the same thing in the same situation.
Yes.
Like if you're saying, I need a partner who supports me, that has to go both ways.
Yeah, you got to be supportive.
Yeah.
So yes, having their back is important.
Having their back is very important. Understand why and understand why something's wrong without just judging that person. Don't judge that first element.
Right.
That's that five whys, right? We got to get down.
You're going to go,
why is it? Why is it that I don't want my partner wearing shorts and sandals? But then the partner has to do the five whys the other way. They have to go, why does my partner want me to wear shorts and sandals? Mm-hmm. Is it appropriate for me to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to wear it? Is it I'm trying to embarrass my partner?
Are you trying to be a rebel? Or is it just that?
Like all this stuff goes two ways.
But the core thing of this is like, yes, hear them out. Hear your partner out.
Yeah.
Allow them to
be there for them. They need to know that they can count on you, right?
Yes.
And allow them to talk the truth without judgment.
Yes.
Without saying, once again, and what would happen in that case is, well, you're an idiot if you're going to wear shorts and sandals to a wedding.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what's going to come out.
Yes, that's fair. That makes sense.
And now, okay. Thanks a lot. Now you're not even going to listen to my theory behind
no.
it.
No.
Yep.
No.
Or how I really want to feel. You're just going to tell me what I have to do.
Yep. Okay. On to the next one. We got two more left. So this is number 12. Spend a little money on each other. You don't have to wait for a special occasion to give small presents to show your love. In fact, gifts are more fun and meaningful when they're not expected. Try to get in the habit of exchanging sweet tokens of appreciation for no particular reason. Don't go and blow your paycheck, though. It's not about being extravagant. It's just a way of showing that you really get and think about each other. Maybe you buy him a Teva's favorite brand that you saw on sale, or he gets you a pair of pajamas in your favorite color. I mean,
I think, yeah, like, I just don't like the title.
To spend money.
Like,
you have no requirement to spend money.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be money. It doesn't have to be money. You can exactly.
Again, it's also love languages.
Yeah, depending on what the person, yeah.
Acts of service, quality time.
But the content
time.
Is good,
yep.
You know.
Yeah. Words of affirmation.
Yeah, the theory's right.
The theory's right, yeah.
But I don't think it's a requirement. This is basically saying spend money on each other.
Yeah.
No.
Be nice to each other.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And if you
love
see
each
something,
other.
If you see something that's important and you can afford it and
it fits your lifestyle.
It fits your lifestyle, then fantastic.
It's like don't wait
I can't wait until somebody buys me a new Corvette.
I thought it was a Lamborghini.
Yeah, right.
Oh, damn, I bought the wrong thing.
Guess it's mine now. All right. So we kind of agree with that one.
Yeah.
But no, we don't, but we do.
Well, we don't agree with the title.
Right.
It doesn't have to be money.
The theory is fine.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that brings us to our last one, which is be a good date. Face it, no one can stay fast.
I want to be January 14th.
Right?
Is that what that means?
No. Face it, no one can stay fascinating forever. After being together for a while, the initial excitement fades and your guy can start to get kind of boring sometimes. Hey, don't think you're off the hook. If you're feeling a little ho-hum about him, the feeling's likely mutual. To combat...
I'm lost. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
It said be a good date.
Be a good date. Yeah.
What's that got to do with the date?
I'll keep going.
Yeah.
To combat the blahs, take turns coming up with an interesting date idea every month. Keep the time and details to yourself and try to think outside the box. Dinner and a movie is not exactly innovative. An awesome concert or a snowboarding lesson, for example, is a much less predictable treat. So
it's just doing things that are diverse more than about the date.
Don't not getting comfortable in we're just dinner or movie every week.
Yeah,
try something new. Learn. Yeah, do something
exactly.
outwardly
do something
new together.
New. Yeah,
well, that
I think
feeds
that,
right
that's
back
better.
Into the thing
yeah,
we were talking about with that date night.
Yeah,
thing with where we're going to actually hit the different topics and we're actually going to stimulate the brain of the couple.
I also disagree with that. Yeah, well, 100%. But I also disagree with this first one. No one can stay fascinating forever.
Yeah.
I think that's entirely false.
I think they can.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
If you're with the right person,
they should be fascinated.
They're going
to
fascinate
you
for the rest of
their
life.
And you know why they're going to? Because you're growing.
Yes.
So you're going to see that through the growth,
growing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should fascinate you with just the extra level they develop or how much more interesting they get the deeper you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much growth
like, yeah, they're gonna
gone to.
Less fascinating if you're not probing,
if you're getting stagnant in the relationship.
Yeah, if you're just going, okay, dinner's at
this
7,
is what it
then
is
we're
going
to sit down and watch TV,
and then go to bed, and then
talk about a boring routine.
And then
the initial excitement fades, and your guy can start to get kind of boring sometimes. I don't know, I just think it's...
Well, and sure, you know, you're not in limerance anymore. Right?
No, but
it's
different.
It's totally different.
No,
yeah.
But
yeah.
out
it,
of
it's
limerance is, a lot, is actually a good place to be.
Yeah,
limerence is a...
You want to get
security,
out of the fog, but I think that's what they mean, though. You know, like it's, yeah. But yeah, I don't think that.
But even
when
you're out of limerence and you're going into that disruption phase of tempering, like that's still not boring. That's far from boring. You're like going through growth periods of your relationship with the
person. That, well, and this is where that positivity negative thing, negative comes in, right?
Yeah.
If you accept every disruption, every problem as a way to grow, suddenly you look. I'm not going to say you look forward to them, but you do look forward to
right.
them. You
it's
go,
like,
okay, here's an opportunity
we can
to
learn
grow.
And
oh, look at
on.
This. We have we have a problem here.
Yeah.
Let's see how innovative we can be with this. Yeah. Let's see how it impacts our relationship. Let's see if we can grow from it rather than going, you know, putting your head down and going, oh, crap,
another problem. Yeah.
Here we go. What's this idiot going to do now? And you can reflect
back. That's why it's great to do things. Like, it's like, oh, okay, at the end of the year or whenever you want, every 6 months, looking back, saying, oh, wow, look at what we've achieved, right? Look at the things that we were able to deal with and how we did
it. And it also won't be hard to be a good date when you're in the right relationship, because you're going to want to do things that are, you know, you're going to want to do things with your partner, and you're probably going to want them to be fun, and you're going to want, like, I don't know.
If you start thinking that it's boring and you're doing the same thing, then you should start asking yourself questions. Is it the right, are you with the right person, the person that's compatible for you?
Most compatible for you.
Now, that only works because if we're talking to people who are single. What if we're people in relationships? What if they're 5 years in now and it's starting to get stagnant? That's a different problem, isn't it?
Yes. Well, okay, so what routines are we falling into? What patterns have got...
Well, and I mean, we don't need to be... I don't mean to be self-serving, but that's what we do.
I know.
Every week help people dig deeper and going, okay, let's dig a little deeper. Let's start cleaning out those rooms. Let's start scratching.
Let's stay on.
Something different.
Like, stay on.
Stay alive. Stay on point and see if we can keep this growing.
Because it doesn't end when you say, I do, or you move in together. And it's like, okay, now we have the other person. It's done now. I have my person. I'm married. I don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. You know, some people do that even in taking care of themselves. Yep. You know, self-care. It's like, oh, I have the person, so I don't need to take care of myself anymore, right?
But that's not the case.
We're talking about, I forget what event it was, but we started talking about how women in the past... in the traditional, let's go in the 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe.
They used to go to bed,
and then when their partner fell asleep, they would get up and take their makeup off.
Oh my God.
And then they would go to bed, and then they would get up early, go put their makeup on before their partner woke up.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know what? I have a friend who.
But why? It was serving to the male. It wasn't insecurity from, because I know people, it could be insecurity on their part too.
Although they didn't want to be seen like that.
They didn't want to be seen like that.
So it is insecurity on their part.
Yeah. I guess it's,
But it's also because to be serving, oh, I want my partner to always see me beautiful. I don't know. It's a mix of both, I think.
But
which means that you think you need to have all those things to be beautiful.
Yeah. Whereas aren't we looking for that beautiful person?
Well, they should. You look, there's a song lyric, you look more beautiful with your makeup off. I hope you don't take it wrong or something. I think it was by J. Cole. But I don't know. It's true. Like, your partner should think you're beautiful as is. Like, if you have to put on makeup for them to, like, think you're pretty, then they might be with you for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're not going deep enough in your relationship.
They would like to see you without makeup on, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know, all the guys I've talked to, and I'm talking about, again, percentage-wise, most of them really don't want all the makeup and all. They don't really care. Like, I know myself, that's not needed. I want somebody who's beautiful when they wake up. And if you're in love with the person, they will be beautiful when they wake up.
Because the fact that they're alive and breathing and have a smile on their face. Like, that's a pretty awesome thing.
And they treat you well, and they respect you, and they support you, and you treat them well, and you respect. That's what love is, and so many people don't get that. That's what it is. It has nothing to do with...
Because if you're ever sick and you have to be in the hospital, you're not going to have your makeup on.
No.
Well, unless you're one of those TV celebrities. So, no, don't take any pictures till they get all the makeup on in the hospital.
Right.
Or have you ever seen the celebrities or certain people on video? They've just literally had a baby, and you go and they show a picture of them, and they're all, their hair's perfect, and their makeup's on.
It's like
on,
no one going, looks like that.
plays out in real life.
Yeah. All right, so how do we feel about the 13 relationship tips? I think we agreed with...
I think there's three or four.
A few of them.
Yeah.
And then some of them were half decent, and there was a lot that was...
Yeah, so, I mean, one good tip would be just don't read the title. Yes. Go and read the content.
And then make sure it's not about you are taking responsibility. I think you're not placing blame. You're not trying to, like, be... inauthentic. You're like, make, I don't know, just,
and then you're not, even though it's tips for women to what to do with your guy, think that it could go both ways.
Everything goes both ways. Well, it should go both ways. Once again, if it says anything to it, says how to get your man or how to get a woman, or if it has that in the title, Mm-hmm. It's not worthy of
it's
your
It's not
time.
A possession to get.
No, yeah. Exactly. You know? How to keep your man. It's really why do you have to keep him?
If he doesn't want to stay.
Or 37 yeah. sex moves that will blow him away.
Just be
it's
yourself.
It's not worth reading.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's interesting.
There's no such thing as sex
you
moves
might just
that
need
we're keep
one
anybody.
Move. If it's yeah. the right one, it'll be fine. You know?
Well, no, what you need is an emotional connection. No,
yes. Yes. That's probably the only thing you do need.
And once again, I want to point that out. That's coming from me. What you need is an emotional connection.
Yes.
That's what men want.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Men aren't going to admit that.
But
men
that's what they want.
Men aren't going to maybe realize
not
it.
Not just men. Everyone. Everyone.
I yes. know, but I'm talking
it's
to
it's a little bit easier men, for women yes. to
I'm yes. trying to go to yes. Cosmo magazine here. Like the 37 sex
we'll do
moves
men
to get your
next
man.
Time.
Yeah.
They want an emotional connection. They
yes.
want to know that they're supported and that mm-hmm. they have that.
And they're not judged.
Validation.
Yes.
Yeah. It's. It's not anywhere near mm-hmm. as complicated. I guess it's harder to do, maybe.
It's the
harder
programming
to do because,
the messages,
yeah,
right?
You're
that you get.
Have to get
you
rid
can
of
get
against screen.
Yes. Well, there's conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's the thing. It's like,
yeah, and you have to decondition.
All of this, you have, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that deconditioning part is probably
it
the hardest
time.
Part.
So that's where we have to
well,
put
let's
the
take
effort.
It to
yeah.
the advantage is finished with sacrifice. If you, in your mind, believe that you need to sacrifice in order to keep your partner, then you're going down the wrong road.
Hmm.
If you think you're sacrificing anything,
yeah.
you're doing it
yeah.
wrong.
Yep.
Yep.
It's really that simple.
If you're choosing to forgo, then you won't feel bad about it.
Exactly.
That's right, because it's a choice that
you make.
If you
feel bad about it, then you're sacrificing.
That's right.
Yeah.
You make the choice.
Well, that was a great episode.
Okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed
That's
it.
Probably 11. All for now.
Done.
Thanks for listening. Thanks
make sure
for
you
out.
Subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Give us a rating. Give us a comment. Tell
yeah,
your
give
friends.
Give us some comments and
yes.
ask some questions. Give us a...
Yeah, tell us what you want to hear.
Yeah, we'll discuss.
Let's discuss.
We keep asking you. So basically, mm-hmm. whenever the first person gets back to us and be like, oh, I want to hear this, we're going to talk about it.
So be the first.
So
be
the first.
First. Yes.
Yeah, be the first. And we'll say your name and then we will probably judge you.
We'll crit. Yeah. No, we won't.
We'll judge and criticize
no, we
you.
Won't.
No, we won't.
Won't. We don't do that.
Maybe
at ACP,
we'll give them a coffee
do we?
Cup or something. Right? Okay, cool. So yeah, do the things to help us out any way you can. Follow us on the socials on Instagram, mm-hmm. Conscious Partner, ACP Dr. Giselle, or ACP Jaggy, and then our website at consciouspartner.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and come
to the events.
Come to the events. It's on Zoom. You don't have to leave your house.
Once again,
so you get to hang out with one of us.
Hit the free ones.
Yeah, the free ones are the best ones.
Free ones. Mm-hmm. And no, they're not the
they're
best
all
ones.
Good.
They're the best ones because they're free. It's like, yeah, they're literally
well,
free. There's no
the free
reason for you not to take advantage
good,
of them.
Are the best ones to start with.
Yeah, they're the foundation.
Yeah, because it's
yes.
the foundation. Yes.
Yeah.
But then they're yeah. you just need all of them.
Do
anyway.
I Love Myself is going to be every second Sunday night from mm-hmm. moving forward. So if you're not doing something Sunday nights, it's starting this weekend, which is, I guess,
well, no,
I can't
it doesn't
say
matter.
This weekend.
Yeah. By the time this is airing,
yeah,
they're already going to be
every
going
second,
every
Sunday
second Sunday is
yeah.
the routine.
And the time is, Mountain Time is 6 p.m.
6, yeah, so... 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern.
What
yeah.
a great way to
we'd,
spend your Sunday
super
night.
Super enjoy to have you out and talk
yes.
to you.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
okay,
thank
cool.
you very much.
Thanks for
Thanks.
Listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.